I'm on the phone speaking with Julie Turnipseed, and she is the executive director of Warrensburg Main Street and co-sponsor of Bergfest 2014. Thank you for your time, Julie. So another Bergfest is upon us. How many times have you had this now?
This is our second year.
Okay, so yeah, the last year was the inaugural event.
That's right.
I heard it was a great success. I unfortunately didn't get a chance to make it, but I heard it was a big success. How did it go?
Great. It really did. We had some weather issues, but other than that, the people came out. The acts were great. It really was a really nice event, and the community just really loved it.
For those that are just familiar with it for the first time, tell us, give us an overview of what Bergfest is.
The Bergfest is a fall festival for Warrensburg, Missouri, and this year we'll have vendors, 45 food and craft vendors, closer to 55 actually now. We have a main stage that will have our headliners on and some great local music, and then we have a variety stage that's local performers in our community, and we have a children's zone, which is all inflatables. And that's a bracelet, a wristband. There's a charge for that. And then Saturday morning we have Warrensburg Wheels Cruise-In Car Show. We're going to have the Farmers Market will be there on Saturday morning. And then we have a Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned barbecue event on Pine Street. And then we'll have a beer garden also going on during the event. So just a little bit of something for everyone.
Okay, so like 5:30 is when opening ceremonies begin this Friday.
Right. Actually, we kick the festival off at 5 o'clock with the vendor booths opening, the children's zone opens, the beer garden opens, and then the opening ceremony is at 5:30.
Okay, so 5 o'clock is Friday's kickoff. All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you can start. We hope people will start coming on down, yes.
Okay, great. And tell us, is there going to be music and things of that nature there?
Right, right. The opening ceremonies, and then we have a UCM pep rally that follows at 5:45, and that's going to be the UCM cheerleaders, the mule kickers. We're going to have football players, the coaches. Just because this is UCM's family weekend, where the theme of the whole of 3 days is going to be the UCM family day. So we are going to kick it off with that. Then you can have signatures with the football players, and Mo the Mule will be there. And so that'll be a great kickoff. We'll have some giveaways and a balloon drop, so it'll be a lot of fun. And then we start right up with our first act on our main stage at 6:30, Brandon Webb and the Tribe of Levites. And then at 9 o'clock, the Bryant Carter Band comes on. And then we roll right into Saturday. The Farmers Market opens at 7:30. The vendors open at 10. The Children's Zone opens at 10. The car show's at 10. And then so the day begins. And we have Mick Lerman and John Check on the main stage at 10 a.m. And at 10:15 on the variety stage, the Junior Community Chorus. So that just kicks it off for a full day, and going right into our big headliner is Igor and the Red Elvises on the main stage at 9 p.m., and we have great music in between and acts going on all day on the main stage and the variety stage.
And I see the events of Bergfest go through Sunday as well, correct?
And then Sunday is kind of a Sunday celebration. We have the bands, the Stained Band, and then the Robinson Trio, Emily Russell, and then Don't Know Dorothy. And that all kicks off at 12 noon. The vendor booths open again, and our performers take that main stage, and then we close it out at 5 o'clock. And that's more of a faith-based stage that it goes into.
Okay, and also there's a children's area. Now, they'll have a lot of things in there. It's just $15 per day, and what will children experience in that area?
Oh, some incredible blow-ups. We co-sponsor with Big Brothers Big Sisters in this whole event, putting the Bergfest together, the committees and all that. And Big Brothers Big Sisters, who's put the children's zone together. And Stormy Taylor has brought some wonderful inflatables, some new and fun things. We have inflatables this year for little bitty folks, the smaller children that come, and then we have them all the way up to adults if you want to get on them.
And yeah, you also have it costs a little extra for some things, but the Wonder Bubble will be there, and horse rides as well, correct?
Right. Yes.
Okay, great. Well, Julie, we thank you for all this information, and we hope you have a great weekend. Is there anything you'd like our listeners to know before we let you go?
We just want everyone to know to come out Friday from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Saturday, the hours are 10 a.m. to 11 p.m., and then Sunday, we kick off again at noon and go to 5 p.m. And we're right in the heart of downtown Warrensburg, right around the courthouse, and then the barbecue event is on West Pine Street. So we just hope everyone will come on out and have a great time. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful weekend.